Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Fast Break Hoops. Today I'm just going to be talking about some of my favorite teams in NBA history and why I like them, why I enjoy the style of basketball that these teams played and how they played, and just why historically I really love these teams. Starting back, I'd say three teams I really loved I could just talk about pretty easily. The first one is the 85-86 Boston Celtics that had Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Dennis Johnson, Bill Walton. I think they won 67 games. They beat Houston in the NBA Finals, as everyone knows. And they were just a great team. They lost one game at home that entire season. And what really made that team incredible was their selflessness in passing. And they were just amazing. And I really love, you know, I think from a fan standpoint, when you're watching teams that share the ball, you know, so willingly and freely, like, it's just fun to watch. And Larry Bird, of course, was just incredible on that team. He was a three-time consecutive MVP award winner. So he was arguably the best player in basketball at that point. And I would say he had to be right there, him or Magic Johnson. Jordan was right there on the heels, but he was still pretty young there. A lot of people might remember the year that that team was in the playoffs. That's the year also that Jordan put 63 on them. You know, which is kind of crazy that he put 63 on that team. But the Celtics still won the game. But I just love that team. I love Larry Bird. I mean, he's one of my favorite players. I mean, probably top three all time in NBA history. I just love how he played. The guy was just an incredible player. I mean, he would just thrive in this era. I wish he would, you know, I wish he could play again, but we obviously know that's not the case. But that's what, you know, we get all these catalogs of games and stuff, and a lot of resources to look back and watch a lot of his highlights and stuff. Another team that I really loved is the San Antonio Spurs. And I think it was 2014 version of the Spurs when they beat the Heat in the NBA Finals that year. Tim Duncan was there, Tony Parker, you know, Boris Diaw. And they also just played, you know, they really shouldn't have won that series so easily. But they just played really unselfish basketball and just had beautiful passing throughout the finals. I mean, it was just, they made Miami look bad. Miami definitely had more talent than them that year with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. I mean, Tim Duncan was obviously a huge part of that, but he was kind of starting to wind down some. I mean, he'd been in the league a long time. And that was a really good series, but, you know, the Spurs won. And I think that was Tim Duncan's last title, I believe. And now, my most recent favorite team that I've loved to watch, and I know this is not a big shocker to a lot of people, but it's the Golden State Warriors. And ever since Steph Curry's been on the team, he's been amazing to watch, and they play very unselfish basketball as well. And all their title runs have been incredible, and they've just been blockbuster. I'm not so much like a fan of star players. I root for teams that play well together. You know, I root for the teams I enjoy watching the most. I've never been a guy that really loves star players as much as watching a great team. And the Warriors, I mean, the recent teams, I mean, everyone knows that Klay Thompson, Curry, Draymond Green, and those guys, I mean, we've seen them, I think they made like five straight NBA Finals appearances. And they've just been incredible to watch. I mean, Steph Curry is a class act. Steve Kerr is a class act. Klay Thompson is too. He came, you know, he shot free throws with a blown ACL and MCL last year on one leg. And he didn't, you know, that shows you the guts and the heart that that guy has. And I think a lot of people who didn't like the Warriors at that point probably changed their mind a little bit, because when you see people, you know, fighting through pain, literally limping around on one leg, I mean, you can't not respect that, you know. And then they fought through the Durant injury as well in that season, in that series. Who knows what would have happened if KD hadn't gone down? We don't really know. I mean, would they have beat Toronto last year? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. That's the unfortunate thing about though, is we didn't really get to see what would have happened. Toronto was a great team, and they deserved to win they deserved to win the title last year, and they played great basketball too, and they passed very well, and they were a tremendous matchup nightmare against the Warriors. They just had a lot of long guys that could really defend them well, and my hat's off to them. Kawhi Leonard, you know, Serge Ibaka, a bunch of those guys. They had Kyle Lowry. They were just a great team. And Marc Gasol, they definitely deserved to win. And I had no problem with them winning. I just would have, I'd have been a little better if both teams had been at, you know, full power. But in the NBA, that's just how it goes. And the Warriors have also benefited from, you know, injuries to the Cavs and stuff in the finals before too. So that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But that's pretty much it. And I'm going to wrap up this episode now. And if you like basketball, keep checking out my podcast. And I hope you have a great day.